Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I have a special episode for you. I have just spent over the last 2 weeks with my American family. They flew in for Christmas. They were here a few days before Christmas, all the way until after New Year's. And it was really a lot of fun to see their reaction. This was the first time they really spent the entire Christmas and New Year's Eve with us. And they experienced a lot of things. And I just spent a lot of time listening to them. I wanted to hear their reflections about Poland. You know, I know everything that I've seen, but when you talk to my parents, who are from a completely different generation, born in the 1940s, and to see what they see is really interesting. And they saw Poland a little bit differently. And I've kind of highlighted today 8 things that they noticed that I've noticed too, but really never thought too much about. I'd like to share those 8 things that they noticed with you. Let's get started. The new video for 2020. Here we go. Number 1 on the list is Christmas Eve dinner. This was the first time really that a lot of my family could experience that with us, and my parents-in-law here where we live in the countryside really just did everything so well. The finest stemware was brought out, the porcelain dishes, the finest silverware. It was really amazing. It was like a royal dinner here, and I think my family noticed that and they appreciated that. We even did the holy wafer with them. They shared that and nobody really understood each other, but my wife and I tried to translate the best we could. So that was really a nice time. So I think number 1, the one thing they're going to remember is Polish Vigilia. The second thing on the list that really stood out to my family was bigos, the dish called bigos. If you've never tried bigos out there, that needs to be really in the top 3 dishes that you try when you come to Poland for the first time. It is essentially hunter's stew. It's made of fermented cabbage, it's got pieces of sausage in it, prune, dried mushrooms, all kinds of different vegetables. The recipes vary across the country, but really they were asking for second and third helpings. That made a huge impression. They love it. And my mother-in-law even tried to give my mother the recipe to how to make it at home. We'll see if my mom can do it. I hope she'll try. The pickled herring, on the other hand, the śledź, did not go over very well. That's probably something they won't try again. We just, growing up in Houston, we weren't big on fish. You know, Tex-Mex, everything else, but fish was a rarity for us. So the bigos made a huge impression. The third thing on the list was the fact that food here tastes richer, it tastes healthier, it tastes different in a good way. Everything from milk to eggs to cheese to bread just seemed to have more flavor for them. And I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that maybe the lack of GMOs here in Poland, American food is made with a lot of that, unfortunately, could have something to do with it. So they really, everything they ate was just an abundance of flavor for them. They couldn't stop talking about the tasty food that's here in Poland. The fourth thing that really surprised them was the fact that Nicholas Copernicus was a Pole. And I'll be the first one to lift up my hand and say, I didn't know that either. Of course, we learned a lot about him. He's a great astronomer, polymath, all the great things about Copernicus. But the fact that he was born in the beautiful city of Torun, Poland, was a shock to us. And also, we took them to the gingerbread factory. If you ever go to Torun, you have to see how they make traditional, delicious gingerbread. That was a real treat for the whole family to see that. So Copernicus and Torun, big shocks for us. The fifth thing that my family found amazing about Poland was how many people walk here. People walk everywhere. Częstochowa, like a lot of Polish cities, is very pedestrian friendly. You really don't have to have a car to get around unless you want to. And you know, we rented a flat for my family on the 3rd floor from Airbnb. And this block of flats, like many, did not have a lift or an elevator. And they were thinking, how do people do this every day? They walk up and down, all these stairs. Yeah, this is the reality. You don't see a whole lot of obesity in Poland. It's kind of changing. You see more, but traditionally you don't see a lot of obesity in Poland because people do walk. They're moving their bodies all the time to get from place to place. So that was kind of a shocker for them, how many pedestrians there are in this country. The sixth aspect that really amazed my family was how everything in Poland seems new nowadays. Everywhere you go, from small markets to supermarkets to shopping malls to highways to office buildings, there is growth happening. New blocks of flats are being built. You really see a transition right now from the old to the new. Poland is changing, part of the European Union. It is amazing for people who haven't been here before. My family have been here before in the past, but to come back every 2 years or so and see that big change is a shocker. My siblings saw the same thing. Wow, Poland really is, it's a cool country. It's really neat being here. So the newness is something that I think was a shock and will continue to be so in the future. The seventh point's a funny one. You know, we picked up my family from Katowice Airport and we were driving them back the 45-minute drive to Częstochowa, and they were just looking out the window and reading street signs and billboards, and probably three or four times I heard, "This language is impossible. How do you function here? How do you read anything? These symbols, these characters are so different." I said, "You know, it really is. It's taking years to feel like you have a handle on the language." And in the back seat, my mom had a magazine and she was going through the magazine, and there was an advertisement for Head & Shoulders shampoo, and the word directly below Head & Shoulders was Przeciw łupieżowy. If you're Polish, you know that that means anti-dandruff shampoo. But instead of having those three individual words like we have in English, it's just one word, Przeciw łupieżowy. My mom says, that's really a word? You have to say it all together like that? Yep, this is Polish, it's hard. Polish is intimidating. They find the language intimidating, and I think it continues to shock them. The eighth and final one has to do with the compactness of flats in Poland. This surprised my family and surprised me when I first moved here. I've never been to a flat in Poland, an apartment, where you feel cramped. Even if it's 20, 30, 40, 50 square meters, the average flat in Poland is between 50 and 60 square meters, so about 500 to 600 square feet. You never feel tight in those spaces. They are geniuses when it comes to solutions of how to store things and put things away where you feel like you have that living space. So I think that surprised them very much, the intelligent use of space and design in flats. Well, those were really the top eight that I think were fascinating for me. I listened very carefully to everything my family said about life in Poland and what they observed, the good and the bad. And I want to share with you some of the fascinating points today. I want to wish you a happy new year. It is still January 2020. A lot of good things on the way in terms of my channel. So I hope you'll tune in and subscribe. If you have not subscribed yet, go ahead and click the button on this beautiful lamp back here so you don't miss out on the future episodes. Thanks for watching. Thank you for your comments. Have a great day.